This podcast is designed exclusively for adults. Our content revolves around cannabis, and we want to stress that we strictly adhere to the legal guidelines governing its consumption. This podcast combines humor and education to explore various aspects of cannabis. Please be advised that the information shared on this podcast is not intended as professional advice, and we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the specific cannabis laws and regulations applicable in your jurisdiction. The hosts of Bong Rips and Video Games want to make it clear that we consume cannabis legally within the states of New Jersey and Delaware, where we record and produce our content. While we aim to create an open and enjoyable space for conversations about cannabis, we encourage you to responsibly and lawfully engage with this substance in your own location. By choosing to listen to this podcast, you acknowledge that the content is intended for adult audiences, and we assume no responsibility for any actions taken as a result of the information provided. Stay informed, stay responsible, and enjoy Bong Rips and Video Games responsibly.
An outtake. We'll use that as an outtake.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. All right. 5 second silence. There you go. All right.
What's going on, Bantos?
So I got something for you guys this week. I got something for you, all right? So Steam has introduced the family plan.
Time out.
What, like Sam's Club?
That's what I was about to say. Like DJs?
Okay. So you know how, since you're Sony guys, I got to explain it to you in Sony terms.
Oh,
so
God, here we go.
So that means I need to say, so that means I need to say it really slow.
No, you don't.
And you know how Gio hooked me up with the place with the PS4? And
yes.
You know, he has like his thing is, so I'm able to access his games because it's on, yes, like whatever thing that it's on or whatever.
Right.
So you're able to do that now with Steam. You're now able to bring someone into your family account, and they have access to all your games.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
It's cool until you find out, and I'm not saying this experience. This is just something that I've been wondering. Okay, because you know Steam is very wild with their games. You're not going to find some, yeah, of their, you know,
they got a really fucked library.
Literally
fucked. Yeah. Fucked.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We can't even repeat some of the names of the games that are in those libraries. That's how bad
we will
they
get
are.
Canceled.
So what I'm thinking is, how many people have gotten into fights this week after they found out their boyfriend or girlfriend plays weird games on Steam?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it all depends on the game. Like, maybe they're playing it together. You never know. You never know.
And it's funny too, because like we were talking earlier, Jared, I was like, why the fuck do I have New Vegas in my account? Why do I have Batman Arkham City in my account? What is this? Why do I have these old games in here? And then I come to realize that it reciprocates. It reciprocates. So, you know, now I got Stray in my library. I got New Vegas in my Steam library, even though I had New Vegas on Game Pass with all the DLCs, you know.
Intervention. Shut the fuck up. Listen.
About to say.
Quick shout out, yo, Stray. is a really good game.
It really is, though.
No, fuck what anyone says. That is really good. Really well done.
I watched my wife play it, and she had a really good time playing
it. It's a good game. It's a cute game. It's adorable, and it actually has a really awesome story. Like,
and it's challenging. It is challenging.
So I need to ask you guys then. A couple months ago, I had asked you guys to do a poll for Yumi and Lord. I know you guys did it. Did you guys choose Stray instead of Bully?
I chose Stray.
I chose Bully.
You chose Bully. You chose Stray.
I chose Stray.
Not for nothing, just because Bully was way ahead of its time. Like, it really was ahead of its time.
Well, let me tell you, I'm glad we didn't do Bully, because we still would have been doing it today. But yeah, we got some exciting news that happened this week. I don't know what you want to start off with. I have this. Apex Legends, an Apex Legends esports event. Okay. You could find the footage on X. You could find it on YouTube. So during the North American finals for the Global Series Championships, hackers came in and hacked both teams and gave members of both teams aimbots, wall hacks, and stuff like that. So they had to stop the competition, like, during the middle of it, because a lot of players started noticing, like, oh, wait a minute, I have aimbot. And another one was like, I have aimbot too. And another one was like, well, I have aimbot too. You get an aimbot. Everybody gets an aimbot.
At the end of the day, I guess it makes it an even playing field if everybody's got aimbot. You know where everybody is. So just fucking shoot each other.
That's insane, though. I don't think that it was everyone. It was only select players from what I was reading and my understanding of it. It was only select players that got hit by that.
Yeah.
It wasn't everyone.
Yeah, it was a good chunk. It was a good chunk.
And this is why I don't do competitive gaming, guys, because fuck all that shit.
Well, apparently we've never been good enough to do competitive gaming, so fuck us, no. Right?
I don't even plan on being good enough to be competitive gaming, because
I tried so hard.
That's the word, though. You try hard.
But we never say.
I can't live that way.
So the cause of the attacks haven't been confirmed yet, but an exchange posted by Cheat Monitoring account on Twitter claims that the attacker found a remote code execution exploit to run their code directly onto the players' computers during the event.
Yo, what the fuck? Yo, hackers are getting, like, fucking insane nowadays. Didn't we just have a whole incident with hacking and Insomniac Games that they leaked a shitload of fucking files?
Yup.
Like, yeah. Dude, like, hackers are all right, look, I know a couple, and I understand, you know, what certain people do for certain reasons when it comes to hacking and coding and shit like that. And then there's, like, douchebags like that. Like, you know how to do it, so you're just doing it for the sake of fucking up everybody else's day. Like, yeah, you guys, fuck you guys.
Facts.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
okay. Stop ruining our fucking games, bro.
The fun stuff starts. I mean, that's what happened with me with Call of Duty. Honestly, you know, cheaters came in, they took over, and the fun gets fucked away from us. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, how are you supposed to enjoy something when the guy has 100 kills and you got two, and you know you're good, you know you're not terrible, you know. You know, unless you're playing Shipment 24/7 on Call of Duty, then, you know, you're a questionable human being, you know. But next on the line, we have Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra has been unveiled.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys get to look at the footage? What are your thoughts?
I saw the footage. Honestly, Carrie Payton as Black Panther, sold.
Amazing.
I'm fucking.
He's not T'Challa, right? He's his father.
I believe. Yeah, he's his father. Yeah. T'Challa's not even born yet in this fucking game.
Yeah. What about you, Dabs? Any thoughts?
I'm not interested.
So I'm interested in it, but I have a gripe about this. Okay. And, you know, hopefully the wheel will spin in our favor one day. We could talk about comic books and video games. But there's a serious issue going on right now with people using the Unreal Engine saying that they're going to make the greatest game ever.
I think we've heard that way too much, like within the past couple of months.
Everything looks good. Yeah. But I guarantee you that this game is going to have a good story. It's going to look good, but it's not going to play good. And I hate
Avengers.
Exactly like
Avengers.
Yeah, it was not for nothing. I tried to convince myself that it was a good game. Like, I played the shit out of it
here,
and I just couldn't do it. And this is a topic that I hope we touch on in the fucking future as well. When the microtransactions got involved with the fucking game just to get costumes and all this other,
And now everything is free.
Because nobody plays the fucking game.
How fucked up is that people, including myself, paid for some of those items that were so hard to get, and now everything is absolutely free?
Yeah.
Look at
the reason why it's all free, though. The reason it's all free is because the game was shit. Nobody wanted to play it, so there's a fucking just give it all away. Like,
yeah, so that's my thing with Marvel 1943. And like, we got guys look, I'm not talking bad about our homies, but you know, like Benny gets so excited about some of these things I don't want to be the guy that shits on his dreams, you know? I don't think that this game is going to be good. And I'm not trying to take away from the actors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the production, because it looks amazing. But
It does look good. I'm intrigued by the story.
I think we're gonna have a Gotham City situation with this game.
The Gotham Knights?
Gotham Knights.
Oh my god! Don't even talk to me about that fucking travesty.
Yeah,
I tried to give it a chance, and that's another game that I tried to force myself as it being good, and. Not for nothing, you know, 20 minutes in, once I got into that fucking stupid investigation fucking portion, like gameplay portion of the game, turned off also.
I stopped playing the moment the combat happened. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, it was pretty fucked.
Again, anyways, that was another game where I was not interested.
Fucking guy.
I don't have, listen, my thing, we're gonna talk about comic books and video games just for a quick minute. My thing with comic books and video games is this. I am very picky about my comic books being turned into video games.
Yeah.
If it's not Batman, if it's not Deadpool, if it's not The Punisher, if it's not fucking, who else? Joker. And there's one more, and I can't remember his name, but if it's not the five, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Listen, Injustice was good.
Injustice was great. I loved Injustice. I loved Injustice 1 and 2.
X-Men Origins is honestly Wolverine. That game was badass.
Oh, yeah. No, X-Men Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
That game was good. Fucking great.
Yeah, it was good.
But the other X-Men games were fucking garbage. Spectacles.
Garbage. Yeah.
Two quick things. I went over to my kid's school for his last day of school to pick him up because he's going to a new school. And they have an esports room. They have one in his new school too. Right. I didn't get to see it, but the one in his old school had all these computers set up, and I was looking through the computers, and I'm looking through them, and I was like, mine's better.
PC elitist son of a bitch.
That's right. So our last news article of the day, unless something is breaking, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the Miss America Diner, the Lowe's Theater, the Colgate clock, will you be able to get it for under $1,000? We don't know. But you better fight for it. Because Monopoly Jersey City is coming.
All right, I got mixed feelings about it.
Why? Because it's Monopoly or because it's Jersey City?
Because it's Jersey City.
Like, yes.
Literally. Is Baltic and all this shit going to be like Communipaw and fucking Martin Luther King? Like, is that what we're going to get with this? Because, look, as somebody who lives one town away from Jersey City,
yeah,
some of it very nicely done. You know, the mayor down there is doing a really good job at holding shit down. But then there's that other half.
That's not what I've been hearing.
Look, there's that other half. Look, from First Street Park to about, like, let's say Journal Square. Fucking beautiful. Everything fucking from there on still needs a little bit of work. Yeah. So...
So is Journal Square
gonna be like? I would assume Journal Square would definitely be one of the staple fucking spots in Monopoly.
Greenville is definitely gonna be like one of the first spots you go into.
I don't know. I'm just a little crossed.
They're gonna have. See, this is where they have to be careful.
Then the railroads. What are they gonna do about the fucking railroad light rail stations? Like, what the fuck are they gonna do?
It's gonna be New Jersey Transit. You know that.
Fucking ridiculous.
It's gonna be they're gonna have Hoboken Station, Woodbridge Station, they're gonna have Penn Station, and the light rail. But it does make you question like what is gonna go where on the board. Like what does Monopoly consider to be the worst area and what do they consider to be the best?
Gonna be? Like that's my other show. What are the Jersey City? Are we gonna get a crack needle? Like, what are we gonna get for the pieces of this fucking thing?
A bodega piece.
A bodega cat. You get a 40 in a bag. Like, yo, think about it. Like, it just nothing special about Jersey City, guys. Like, literally, there's nothing special about it. So for you to be getting a fucking it's based off of fucking Atlantic City.
You know
Jersey's
what?
Already in it.
You know what? There could I know what one of the chance cards is going to be.
What?
Gentrification.
Oh Jesus fucking Christ! Yo, what's fucked up is jail down there would be Jersey City, the fucking Newark's, the Newark courthouse. That would be jail. Yo, this game is going to be fucked. Right out the gate, bro. Right out the fucking gate.
I'm so curious to see what's gonna happen. But yeah, today we're talking about bogs today.
Yes. My favorite topic of smoking ever. I love talking about bongs.
We each have a different bong. So I think we should probably start off with the bongs that we have closest to us.
Okay. Well, yes, right now, yes. Yeah.
So I have the traditional beaker bong. Yep, this is actually, beaker. You know, you have a rubber or whatever the hell it is.
Silicone. Yes.
Yeah. Silicone. You know, we got the regular beaker like a scientist. Okay. We got the hole on the side. It's a simple design. We got the ice catcher in there. You could even use it as a holder. You know, you can even use it as a holder if you want, but the beaker is probably one of the most original designs that you could think of. It's simple. You get a good hit. Get a nice sound out of it.
Yeah, there's beakers. The other one that was also like a mainstay was the actual stem, straight up long tube, and that was like the staple for a lot of like ingenuity when it came as to creating shit. Because I remember creating stem bongs out of fucking toilet paper tubes. You know what I mean?
Yep. Like, yep. So. Dabs, what kind of bong is that?
Because this is a percolator bong.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And
good old perk, right?
They're my favorite type. I have two faves. But the percolator bong is definitely my number one. Mm-hmm. The way that just smoke filters through the water because of all of the different glass pieces and percolator little pieces that are in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just makes for a really nice, clean, tasteful hit. So,
what about eye appealing? Like when you're looking
when
at
it, when I first saw this, no bullshit. Like it was sitting on the shelf when I walked into the shop, and that was the first one that caught my eye. I'm like, I like that. And I don't know really what it is about it. I would have to say it was probably the base, like the bottom perk. Because I've only seen that in one other piece, and it was a piece that somebody that I knew when I lived in Texas, he had. So I saw it, and I was just like, that's interesting. I'll keep that in mind. And I'm browsing and I'm browsing and I just kept going back to it. After the third time of keep going back to it, I finally was like, yeah, I want that. So
I like that. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Gio, talk to us about your silicone.
Well, as you saw, it is a beaker style, but personally, it's not my favorite bong style. I like bubblers.
Yes.
I like bubblers strictly because I feel it's not only a clean hit, but it's a direct hit. Like, you don't have to worry about emptying out the chamber or nothing like that. So it's like literally just one solid hit from bowl to lung, you know what I mean? And then you got the filtration of the water in between, which is what I kind of love for that clean hit. But yeah, that's honestly my preferred thing is bubblers. I got a couple of little guys up there, fucking Grogu,
different, yeah,
Psyduck, like a couple of little guys, but this one is just a lot more convenient for me and a lot easier to clean.
Absolutely. So how do you clean a silicone bong? Can I tell you how I clean it?
Go ahead.
I freeze mine, and then I crack the shit out of it, and then I let it soak in whatever.
All right. Well, yeah, now I'm more a blind raging savage when it comes to cleaning the fucking thing. I take a scraper to it. I'll rub it off with alcohol and shit. Yeah, like, I'll go in on that fucking thing. Like, I think,
yeah,
I guess I might overkill the cleaning, but just to make sure that, you know, it's clean at the end of the day.
Yeah.
After doing it for so long, like, I don't know, I guess you kind of develop your own pattern in a way of, you know, trying to clean your shit in the most efficient way of doing it too. So it's weird. It's like that with all the bongs.
Have you guys ever used a gas mask bong before?
Yes, I have.
Got one.
Oh, you do have one. That's right.
Yeah.
Are you bringing it?
Well, for 420? Yeah, hell yeah, I'll bring it. All right. Most definitely. I'm bringing Apollo for 420.
Oh, yeah, you have to. So we also, so one thing that kind of interested me was the metal bong. Have you guys ever used a metal bong before?
I have not used a metal bong. Not a bong.
So this one, they're highly durable, but the only thing about them is that they have a negative impact on taste.
Yes, they do.
Yep. It starts tasting like aluminum after a while.
That's why I don't like metal pipes, like actual bowls, because it takes away from the taste.
And it's crazy because when I first started smoking, those were the only bowls I ever was able to get my hands on.
Because they're cheap.
Fucking aluminum. Yeah, exactly. Because they were fucking cheap.
They're cheap. Yeah. But you can get one for like $7.
Yeah. Yep.
So we also have, I didn't know this existed until I started doing the research, ceramic bongs.
I have smoked out of a ceramic bong before, and I can tell you right now, the taste out of a ceramic bong is something that I have never had ever in my life until that moment. Describe. It was so clean. It's a very clean taste.
That's interesting. That's very interesting because ceramic is clean, isn't it?
Yeah,
very.
It's very clean. Sanchez,
we might have to look into getting a group piece, just a ceramic piece. We might have to.
Yeah, this is
interesting. And the cool thing about ceramic is too, because I've had a ceramic bowl before. Resin sticks less to ceramic.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's easier to clean a ceramic bowl than it is a glass one.
Oh, very nice.
We're gonna have to fucking put all this shit to the test.
We can test it. I'm down.
We really are.
I was told. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, please sound off in the comments. Let me know.
Hey man, regardless, we're gonna test it on ourselves.
We're gonna test it.
There's also recycler bongs. Are you guys familiar with recycler bongs?
I'm only familiar with recyclers when it comes to dab rigs. And
yeah, typically they're more in that realm.
Yes.
You know, my recycler just unfortunately broke the other day. Do you remember the one that I told you had that piece stuck in it?
Yes.
So the other day I was heating it up. I heated it up. I soaked it, tried to get it out. It had a nudge. And I was like, this is my moment. As soon as I pulled it out, the whole thing collapsed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that one, yeah, but I mean, it's okay. I got that one for free. I got that one for free. I didn't pay for that one, so I still my little one. But yeah, recycler bongs, you know, and no, they're not made from recycled materials, guys.
No, they're not.
It's not disposable.
No, it's not like disposable.
Disposable.
I had to plug it.
God, I got to talk to those guys. So they do, the reason why they're called recycler bongs is because they recycle the water through the multiple chambers. Mm-hmm. You know, so the water travels from a main chamber to another chamber, and once you finish the hit, the water will slowly make its way down to another chamber.
Yes.
This one's actually one of my favorite ones. I have one. I have it in my shelf. It's kind of one of the, you know, when you archive blunts, you archive bong sometimes, you know?
Yeah,
I
said
blunts.
I mean, you got it.
It's a tornado bong.
Ah.
So I do have it. I will pull that bad boy out for, and you know what? Because we keep talking about it, guys. We're going to be together for 420. Make sure you check us out live. And if and if you're not there live, that's okay. But we, I don't know. I'm going to try to come up with something to try to do some kind of giveaway or something. Sure. But you guys have to join us. We're going to be live for 420, but that day I will pull out the tornado bong. do you guys have any experience with tornado bong? Because I love mine.
No, I haven't.
No.
No.
Hmm.
Now, what I did have experience was a volcano vaporizer.
That's nice, too. I've never used one before, and I've heard a lot about it. I've used one. Damn finger.
Insane.
But the tornado bong.
Yeah, what's that? What the fuck is that about?
It's just got a big tube, and the bottom of the, where like the water goes through before you smoke it, I forget what that's called, by the base, right?
Okay.
They're slanted so that when you're smoking, the water comes up in a slanted formation in a way that it becomes a tornado.
Interesting.
Hold on.
It's very nice. You guys will see it in action in a couple days. But what were you saying again?
Oh, the volcano vaporizer. So it's basically it's like a unit shaped like.
It's about like, this, you know, big. What I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty big unit. It's shaped like, you know, kind of like the bottom of a fucking.
Literally.
It's shaped just like that.
You got to put the weed in there. That's where you put the weed in.
Yeah, you put the weed right on the top, like on a cap. And, you know, it has a fucking filter. You screw that on top. And what you do is you attach a balloon attachment to it. Now, I have the pictures on my Instagram. I'm going to have to send those to you so you can check those out.
So we have a guy. He's my best friend, Mike. He's actually like our like worker, not worker. You know, he's on disability, so he can't, you know, he can't officially work, but you know, he's the consigliere for Clean Sanchez Media, and he's had one for like 15-20 years, and it just started dying out on him. It goes to show that those machines last a long time.
Yeah, they do.
But what it does, it pulls the chemicals from the weed, and you just, it's a, I've personally never had it in the
bowl is just dry as shit. Like you could grab it and just crumble it the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like it's literally seasoning at that point.
Yep.
Literally. But yeah, that shit is pretty incredible. They got a pretty big circle of us fucking stone, and like that balloon went around a couple of times.
Yep.
It was pretty sick.
We also have the mini bong. I have my mini bong right here.
I have one.
Yeah, I have my dab rig on it. That one's a silicone mini egg too.
Well,
so
actually,
you got
it's silicone wrapped acrylic.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the same with this.
Yeah. The only thing that's glass on this is this right here, there's a tube on the inside of the stem right here that's glass.
Yeah. So they always say not to mix your dab rigs with your flower rigs, but I really want to smoke flower out of this little rig right here.
Yeah.
You know, because you know that these little things pack a fucking punch. I just may fucking do it. Fuck it. I just may do it.
I mean, you might as well. That's kind of like this guy. Like fucking Dabin Ball. Dabin Ball's almost the same shit. It's got that stem that feeds all the way into the water.
Yeah.
So, I like that. So one thing that you do have that I want to talk about is the bubbler bogs where you freeze the piece.
Oh, yeah.
You have that, right?
Yeah.
Talk about that for a second.
He's got a bowl, yeah.
That's the, that's R2.
R2 is kid friendly. K2 is kid deadly. Smoke marijuana, motherfuckers.
Jesus Christ. That was a hell of a commercial. But yeah, R2. God damn. R2 has this chamber here. Beautiful. Which you could freeze. And then, you know, you got the fucking coil.
And that's glycerin, I believe, right?
I'm not exactly sure. I believe so. Yeah. Yes, it is. And then also this guy right here, the bowl itself, actually has glycerin inside as well. So it's the bowl and the fucking top.
What's that white brace on there?
Oh, this is holding these two pieces together. Yeah.
Oh, no shit. Okay, so that's good. So I didn't know you could get bowls like that. That's actually new to me.
Yeah, that's now the freezable bowl head, complete news to me. You need to let me know where you got that from because I need one.
Yeah, for real.
It came with the bong, actually.
It came with the bong?
It came with the bong. Well, where the fuck did you get the bong?
Yeah,
that's hold on one sec.
You got it online or you got it from a shop?
No, it was an actual shop.
Ness, where did he get the bong? I bet you know.
Hold on.
It's one of the executive producers.
Yep.
Oh, Happy Head Smoke Shop. There you go.
Where's that?
That is... my God. That's that.
Bordentown!
Bordentown! There you go.
Bordentown. There we go. Thank you. Thank you. My Thank lord, because life is so hard. So we'll do a couple more. Okay. So let's talk about homemade bongs to end it. Okay.
All right. Let me start this off. Right off the bat, my favorite homemade bong would have to be OG the Apple.
That is an OG one. Can I tell you something? I've never smoked out of an apple before.
Really?
It
tastes so good, bro.
I've never done it.
Oh, honestly, you need to do that.
It's kind of like why I've never played Borderlands. Like, it's just never happened, you know?
We're going to do a watermelon. How's that?
I don't like watermelon, though.
What?
Did you know
that? You have to eat the fucking thing. You just got to smoke it, yo.
I would eat it.
This is not going to turn into a grapefruit situation from 2015. All right. Okay. Even though I was a victim of it, I'm just saying, I was victimized by the grapefruit.
It's okay.
By the hands of my wife. Very interesting stuff. But yeah, my favorite one, and it's funny too because I was looking for some logos a couple days ago, Gio, and I went through our Facebook chat and I found the old video that I had sent you. And it's actually my favorite homemade bong. I called it the lung. And I cut half of the top of a soda bottle, mm-hmm. right? Obviously with the top, like I do with a gravity bong, which a homemade gravity bong is fucking tops, by the way.
Yes.
Get the cap, put the thing in there to smoke out of, but I put a bag inside of it. So when I light it, I use the bag and I pull the smoke with the bag and I'm using gravity to pull the smoke. And so I take the cap off and then I smoke it. I'm telling you, it's in our Facebook chat. And I was looking for the Bong Rips and Video Games logos to put on my MacBook to kind of transfer it over. And I was like, what fucking video am I sending Gio? Why am I sending him a video? And I was like, oh, the long.
How long ago was that? That's insane.
It was like 2018. It was a while back.
That's a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while back. And I was just like, I sent Gio a video of the lung, but we're going to recreate the lung soon.
Eventually. And you know what? Yeah. For that, I think we should definitely pause.
Pause, motherfucker. Pause for the
lung. Let's pause for the lung.
Pause for the lung.
Is it really that time already? Is it time?
Dude, oh, no, I'm starting early because I'm a madman. I'm a madman.
Fresh episode, man.
I'm a fucking madman.
I did promise myself I was getting fucked up this weekend, so.
Yeah, no, and you know what? I'm going to help you keep that promise, Fresh.
I know you are.
Because at some point, when you come up here, 420, when you get up here, we're going to get fucking
bumped. I'm down.
We're going to get fucking destroyed.
Okay? I'm down.
Destroyed.
Let's do it.
Yeet.
All right, so
my lord,
what was the topic that we were discussing? Favorite homemade bong? Is that what the topic is?
Yeah,
you got
one, Dad.
Yep, I do. And it's funny that you brought up a gravity bong because that's my favorite.
Really?
Yes, that's my favorite. I love homemade gravity bongs, bro. My favorite one was I took a 24-ounce bottle inside of a 3-liter bottle, and that was my personal one that I kept for myself at home. And I was just, it was a 24-ounce Faygo bottle, blue raspberry, because that's my favorite. And then it was a 3-liter either ginger ale or orange soda bottom for the base. I could shove that shit right away. No one would ever know. And if my grandmother saw it, she'd be like, oh, this is trash, and just throw it away. And then I'd be like, okay.
Yo, actually, I got a good one, guys. Bong names.
Oh, man.
We all kind of, give a little bit of personality to our pieces.
Yes.
You know, at least I know I do. I know Freshy does.
I do.
Not too sure if Sanchez does.
I do.
You do?
I name everything. I name my guitars. I name, you know, I name everything. I have to personify everything. Everything is my friend.
Now, when you think of a bong name, like, what is it that you really look at? Like, do you look at the aesthetic of the bong, like the overall look, to kind of come up with a name that kind of fits the theme? Like, or is more, you know, the color, like, because there's a lot like that goes into a fucking piece or a bong in general, like, to be honest with you, like, there's so many different variations. Like, there literally is so many fucking variations. So it's like, you know, when you look for a piece and you kind of develop that personal relationship with your new piece, like naming the bong is definitely, like, you know, I guess ritual.
Yeah.
Like, with owning the fucking piece. But, like, I don't know, like, for me, I think, like, when I think of a name, I immediately think of something that matches, like, R2. Mm-hmm. R2 is not in any way shaped like, you know, fucking R2-D2 in any way. Like, it's a fucking, it's a beaker bong.
Yeah.
Well, a chambered beaker bong. But R2 was just the color aesthetic. Like, that's immediately what it drew. Like, it wasn't, like anything else. Like, Freshy, I know that when you were trying to come up with Rhino for that piece, it took you a bit to come up with a name for that guy.
It did.
Like, it what did. Was it? Like, what was it that was holding you from, like, just stapling it based off, you know,
so,
just
the
color? Like, what was it?
When I name any of my pieces, there are three categories that I base my name off of.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Categories. We gotta mark these, bro.
So I base it off of look. Hit. And taste it. Because each bowl and each bong
Calm down, Gio.
Can alter the taste. Can alter the taste of the weed. It really depends on the piece. So, I haven't named my new bong yet because I'm having a hard time figuring that out. But with Rhino, I went with Look because it had a little rhino horn on the side of it. And I was like, yep, that's it. I'm going to spell it differently, but yep, that's it.
Rhino. Did I tell you guys where I came up with the name for Green Machine? Even though it looks nothing like Green Machine.
And not, it's not, the rest, not the wrestler.
No, no, not at all. Remember The Longest Yard?
Of course.
The football team Mean Machine?
Yes.
That's where I got the inspiration for the name.
That's funny. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, fucking long. See, that's another thing like I'll look for. I'll look for something clever and something that I'll always remember. Like something memorable.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
to also name a piece.
So this one is just called Portland. And
Portland?
Yeah, because it was made in Portland, Oregon.
Oh.
Yeah. I just felt like it was a simple bong that deserved a simple name.
Mm-hmm.
And the name is stamped right on it. Like,
exactly. So I'll never forget it, but it's actually, I'm so glad that it still exists. But this one, I like retro futuristic glass, whether it's something you could smoke out of or mm-hmm. something you could have it as an art piece. Mm. So this one has always been, you know, when I got this one, I named it right away Jetson.
Okay.
Yeah. I can see it. I can see it.
And then my tornado bong is Twista.
Twista.
Speaking of Twista, there's a part two coming out.
Are we gonna watch that?
No, I'm down. I'm so fucking down.
Yeah. So I mean, holy shit, man. I want to watch that. There's a Civil War's coming out.
Oh shit.
Civil War's coming out. That's going to be fun. They actually used the DJI.
Really?
To film the whole movie with it.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
That'll be interesting.
So I made a good decision on getting it on getting the camera. That's all I'm saying. But guys, you know what time it is.
Yeah, man.
Spin the
wheel. We got shit to spin.
Got to spin on it, too.
Let me also just throw in and remind everyone, it's the 23rd of March. I mean, not well. Right now it's the 23rd, but we're just a couple of days away, man. A couple of days away from the Fallout series.
Yeah.
A couple of days away, man. This is intense.
Yeah,
I'm fucking anticipating it.
That clip got revealed.
Yes.
I don't like the Brotherhood of Steel's
the pulsers, the hand pulsers.
I'm not a fan. I'm sorry.
Nah, I wasn't sold on.
We are over 200 years since the bomb dropped, right? And you mean to, and we have jetpacks in the game as far as going into Fallout 4. And you mean to tell me Knight Titus from the Brotherhood of Steel?
Yeah.
You know?
No, like I think they kind of overdid it with rocket hands. Like, they definitely overdid it with rocket hands. They should have just gave him the fucking jet back. It's more believable. Like, definitely way more believable than the fucking hand shit.
Yeah. And so before we spin the wheel, I need to tell you guys something.
Oh, no.
Gamertag or Sex Position 2 is nearly complete.
Oh shit.
And guys, we're going to play it on 420.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I would really like more than just us to play it. So I hope that you know, everyone that's there gets to participate. We're gonna play some fuck games, and you know, no one's gonna get.
We're gonna play some butt fuck games.
Fuck games.
I don't like the sound of that.
I'm a freshie.
We're also going to do the Ash Challenge. We're also going to see who knocks out first. We're going to have a good time.
You can cancel the knocked out first thing. That's me.
We're done. Look, we're going to have a really good time, and I can't wait to do 420 with you guys. So let's spin this fucking wheel.
Yeah, spin.
Any predictions?
I'm really hoping we get the comic book and video games.
Let me see here.
I really hope it's comic book and video games.
Just because I'm an asshole and I feel like that we should just get this out of the way. That dumbass esports fucking
Damn, that shit's taking a while to fucking spin.
What the fuck did you just say?
What? What, that, what? I want to repeat myself just in case you didn't hear me.
Yeah, because I think you stuttered a little bit.
I didn't at all. That's the whole thing. That dumbass esports category. Dumbass esports category.
All right, hold up a second. Wait a minute. All right, why is it stupid? I need to know.
I'm just not into esports, bro.
This
I'm
is
not,
incredible.
I'm not into competitive video gaming. I'm just not into that. It doesn't intrigue me at all. Video you're games lucky, are supposed to be you're, fun, not competitive.
You're
at all,
lucky.
Unless you're
playing
not with in, your friends.
You're lucky you're not on the TV screen today, or else I would have just. Yeah. Which, by the way, everybody, go check out. Yeah, go check out a reaction video too. By the way, guys, so go check out the reaction video. Let's go spin the wheel. Let's have a good time. Spin the wheel, make the deal. You know what time it is, guys. Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, wait a minute.
Ooh, best gaming strategies.
RPGs.
Nice.
So nice. We're going to be talking about what how to survive an RPG game.
Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, it pretty much covers, you know, your build, your overall build, you know,
your look,
how you're going to go into the game. Like, you know, you can either go into there stealthily. I mean, it also falls into the Fallout category. That could also go into an
where
RPG
in Fallout
kind of scenario.
Games, where in Fallout, if you're a woman, you could sleep with some of the enemies and gain XP from it, like legitimately, you know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Natural, you know. It's
yeah,
not like a fucked up
something go a little,
you know. But yeah, guys, I'm super excited for next week's episode. I'm super. Yeah, thank you guys so much. We're a couple of days away from Fallout. We are a couple weeks away from 420.
Yes.
Guys, and we're just another day closer to the 420 Expo, ladies and gentlemen. Also, we are going to be making goodie bags. If you want a goodie bag, you better like, subscribe, comment, you know, share, because we're shadow banned. We need you to share us.
Yes.
You know, and Instagram doesn't like us, but Rumble does.
Rumble
likes us a lot, you know. Yeah. So thank you to everybody on Spotify. We just got,
Tennessee.
It wasn't Tennessee. We
Tallahassee, Timbuktu.
This Trenton, said Timbuktu.
Oh, fucking...
We just got
Justin Timberlake.
I yes, wish.
Nevada and Illinois. Las Vegas. Las Vegas, we see you. We see you. Maybe one day. Maybe one day. Because we'd love to go to New Vegas. We got to go to the Good Springs. That's the only reason why. We ain't going to Las Vegas. We'll be broke.
Yeah,
motherfuckers.
I'll be broke. I don't gamble. So
fuck casinos.
I would not be broke because I'm a good gambler. I know how to fucking play.
I'm not gambling.
Give me all your money and I got you guys.
There you go.
Absolutely not. I do not trust my money in nobody's hands.
I got you.
I'm sorry.
I got you.
Rain Man, Freshie. We're good. We're walking
Peace out
of there fucking doubles.
Peace out, motherfuckers.
Later, guys.